Hello, everybody.
I think you meant to have that on.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah. That's where we were. We were in a haunted house.
Just now. So it's top of the hour, 4 o'clock, and you are listening to WRAR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio.
Indeed you are.
And it's the city of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet.
I call it a super center.
Yeah, call it whatever you want. Still, if a hurricane happens, switch.
We're not worried about that. We're worried about nuclear fallout.
And rioting in the streets.
Mutant
riots and stuff like that.
Yeah, all this swimming in the James is going to catch up with us, and we're going to turn into the mutant army.
I can't wait. Did you ever see that cartoon where they have the mutants play sports, and they get like arms chopped off, and they just go in the regenerator and grow them back?
No, but it sounds awesome.
It was on Saturday mornings on, like, I don't even know what channel. It was great. Mutant League, I think, was the name of the show.
Mutant League.
Yeah. And there was this one guy. He had four arms. He was the main dude, I think. Or he had a tail. There was one guy with a tail. But they all had appendages to help them in different sports. And they played everything.
Well, oh, so it's different games?
Right. Like, they played baseball, but the baseball had, like, nails in the bat. And all sorts of cool stuff like that. And, yeah.
Not that a nail in the bat would actually help you hit a ball in any which way. Yeah, make it harder to hit a ball in fact.
Yeah, but they would use it on each other and, like, they'd chop off limbs and stuff. And
wait, so they're allowed to...
Yeah, that was the point. Like, you had to be as brutal as you could because you could just go in the regenerator and grow it back. So that was the point.
Did they feel pain?
Oh, yeah. You have to. Well, they're cartoons, so they feel cartoon pain.
But man. I want, speaking of cartoons, I really, 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 really want to see the wacky races where Dick Dastardly wins. it's rumored that it happens.
Yeah?
Yeah,
Dick Dastardly. If he spends less time being Dastardly.
Seeing as he always has a great lead and then he blows it.
He has enough time to set up a whole, like, elaborate thing that just backfires. It's no fun.
Yeah, but one day he's going to win. I think that there's an episode where he does. And then he and Penelope get married.
Penelope pit stop. I'd like to see the day. Anyway, what did you play there?
Music. That was, not that. That was King Khan. Oh, by the way, reverse chronological order, so most recent will come first. Let Me Holler by King Khan and the Shrines. That's pretty sweet. Ersatz Musica out of Germany. Both of those bands, actually. King Khan and Ersatz Musica are out of Germany. Then that was Letter from Baltimore. It's one of my favorite CDs. Come out in 2009. Should go and do something about it. The Afghan Whigs. That's back from 1992 with I'm Her Slave. Dead Goats, like I said, with Oh Yeah. No Yeah. I like that song.
That's cool.
You got music?
Yeah. This is Our Brother the Native with Awaken. Up next is The Fresh and the Onlys, which is... another band off this Woodsist label. Got an album coming out. We'll hope it's another one of the magnificent gems they've been putting out recently. And after that, gonna go into Math the Band and some other stuff, new stuff. So please enjoy. You can call us at 804-649-9737. You're listening to the Odyssey Hours with Cayman and Eric. See you guys. You wanna say bye?
Sayonara.
The voices that change. say you never die. Kiss me just like a bee sting. I don't know, they say you
Hi, this is Willie Nelson, and I need your help. Our marijuana laws are terribly unfair, and they make criminals out of law-abiding citizens. Nearly 2,000 Americans are arrested every day on marijuana charges, and we are unfairly destroying the lives and careers of hundreds of thousands of people simply because they smoke marijuana. These are not criminals. They are average citizens like you, good neighbors who work hard, raise families, pay taxes, and contribute to their communities. And it's time we stopped arresting responsible marijuana smokers. We need your help to end marijuana prohibition once and for all. It's the fair thing to do.
For more information, contact NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. Call toll-free 888-67-NORML or visit their website at norml.org.
Wait a minute. You know my baby, she won't let me in. I've got a few pennies. I'm gonna buy myself a bottle of gin, and then I'm gonna call my buddy on the telephone and say, listen, you know I work so hard all day long. Everything I try to do seems to always turn out wrong. That's why I want to stop by on my way home and say, let me tell you one more thing. Ain't no harm to have a little taste, but don't lose your cool and start messing up the man's place. Ain't no harm to take a little nip, but don't you fall down, bust your lip. No, no. I think everybody ought to come on and go with me. I think you ought to say it one more time.
about Doug Meatball. Duck man, talking about the people. Duck man, duck people.
Do you know what duck people look like?
Duck man,
you can notice us because we wear dark hoods. Don't tell me we look like ducks. That's a stereotype. We cross bridges. That's a stereotype that's true. We buy hummus from Trader Joe's. Windsurfing. Have you ever had hummus with white bean and basil? It's delicious. We don't even need pita bread. We just eat the hummus by itself. You think you know us? You don't know anything.
I said I'm talking about
try and judge our people. You say we eat too many oranges, but we just believe in vitamin C. We just believe in the food, food. Such as a triple ginger snack. Yeah.
Well, nobody ever told you you could ever be. Nobody ever told you you could ever be like that. Like that. Well, nobody ever told you you could ever be. Nobody ever told you you could ever be like that. Like that. Because nobody ever told you you could ever be. Nobody ever told you you could ever be like that. Like that.
Got sidetracked there.
It happens.
Oh, I wasn't apologizing to you. To the good people.
Yeah, I know. And I was saying okay for them.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you are the voice of the people. I always thought we were.
Yeah, that's what we're here for.
So
give
you
the people
were,
music.
So the people were listening to Megapuss there, which is Devendra Banhart side project.
It's a stereotype that we're always crossing bridges.
Well, that's true, though. It's a true stereotype. With Duck People, Duck Man, Jemina Pearl with Iggy Pop with I Hate People, Ray Charles.
Oh, man, that was Iggy Pop?
That was Iggy Pop.
Oh, man, I was going to play Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell. I'm still playing it. Oh,
yeah,
well,
no, that was just...
That's Stooges, technically, I guess, so it's cool.
He, awesome. You know, he just sang in the chorus a little bit. I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah,
I wasn't.
Ray Charles going back to 1966 with Let's Go Get Stoned, which was number one on the Hot Black chart, which is what they called it back then. And now it's hip-hop and R&B.
Wow.
Which is so crazy.
Yay for...
Yeah, we've come a long way. That's really good. And 31 on the Billboard 100. Ugly Casanova. Oh, yeah, that is pretty high for a song about marijuana.
Yeah. Speaking of, good news, everybody. My sister got medical. Pretty sweet, huh?
In Montana, yeah. This is good for her. What's wrong with her?
Freaking back pain and stress. And
yeah, she's got a hard life. Before that was Ugly Casanova with Bee Sting. Holiday Shores with Edge of Our Lives. Andrew Cedermark with Hard Living. Math the Band with Tour de Friends. And The Fresh and the Onlys with Invisible Forces. And Our Brother the Native with Awaken. And now it's Gaiman's turn to rock the house.
Yeah, and that is what I shall do. And yeah, so I'm going to play Iggy Pop next, actually.
Okay.
And it's going to be Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell. And that's a really violent song. But I think he meant it in the nicest way possible.
It sounds it.
That's what I think. I think that he meant it in the nicest way possible.
All right.
So take it away, Iggy.
All right, cool. See you guys.
Yeah. malas, yo soy mal. Yo soy bueno a las buenas, pero es malas, yo soy mal. Yo soy bueno a las buenas, pero es malas, yo soy mal. Yo soy bueno a las buenas, pero es malas, yo soy mal.
Just wanna read this Sunday paper and get some relief. But I've got bad case of diarrhea that just won't leave. And the toilet keeps on tilting around. And it's leaking so bad, I think I'm gonna drown! Ow! Voodoo toilet. Ow! Why me, why me? Ow! Voodoo toilet. Voodoo toilet. Let me be! Maybe the plumber was from Louisiana and he poured a voodoo curse on it. What a terrible man! I guess picking a poop in a neighbor's bathroom would be pretty smart. Cause I'm gonna have to take the stupid toilet apart! Ow! Voodoo toilet. Why me, why me? Ow! Voodoo toilet, voodoo toilet, let me be!
care, but that's all right. I'll sweep you under the rug.
Yo, yeah, Cramps. I love them. That was TV set. You like that, I See You in My Frigidaire. Your Whipper Preserve there right after the turkey sandwich song. Yeah, I didn't plan on that. But that was Mika Miko before that with the Turkey Barnyard mix. Archie Crisis with Voodoo Toilet, who is still the weirdest single CD that I have ever found in the local section here at the station. Some dude from the 90s. He's the one where I played the song a couple weeks ago, where it's him being whipped for some reason or other and singing about being a bad, bad, naughty boy. It's weird as anything. I don't understand it. But, yeah. It's so weird. And I just can't imagine, like, going to his shows and he's sitting there. And it must have been a weird scene back in 1992 or whenever that came out. For that, Magic Johnson. And that song was Las Malas. That's off of the PDX Pop Now compilation. It's a compilation of all Portland bands. Which, I don't know why there's not a compilation of all Richmond bands that is called RD, WRIR Pop Now. I think that we should do that at the station. That'd be cool. Be a good idea. Then Iggy and the Stooges with Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell. And then the Accordion Death Squad started off. I've neglected to mention that before. Schertzel Band. With Two Zantraki, Eleni Vitali. Maybe I said that right. Got a couple of things coming up. I think the first one that I want to play after this fades out is Teenage Lust by Jesus and Mary Chain. And yeah, Eric said something about My Bloody Valentine coming in town soon, which I hope he was right about that. This Thursday?
Yeah.
Like, the date that I have that friggin' radio show?
Yeah, we...
And that's probably why Paul...
We volunteered to take over Paul's boutique. And I'm pretty sure Paul...
You wily, like, wily.
I'm pretty sure Paul was like, sweet, you're gonna see My Bloody Valentine.
Oh my god.
When I read that, I was like, okay, it's gonna be so bad. Maybe Justin can see
My Bloody Valentine. Well then. Yeah, whatever, well you can... You can hear us on prime time from 9 to 11. I promise that I will give some good rants. But, yeah, here we go. Get to it. Here we go. This is Teenage Lust. And it's the Jesus and Mary Chain. And to all you lucky kids who do go to the My Bloody Valentine show, I bet it'll be epic. Peace. Sorry about that. Apparently, the Last FM only wanted me to play 30 seconds of that song. I am, I'll be a better previewer. But this is a live version, so that's way cooler anyway, right? Peace. I don't know.
Yeah. About you.